English Speaking and Pronunciation Practice, British Accent, Exercise 3, Memory and Language. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use the Echo Speaking Method. Just see the link in the description. And a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So let's begin our speaking practice. Why should you remember? Why should you remember? Why should you remember? Just before you forget. Just before you forget. Just before you forget. Why should you? Why should you? Why should you? Remember something. Remember something. Remember something. You are trying to learn. You are trying to learn. You are trying to learn. Just before you forget it. Just before you forget it. Just before you forget it. Because remembering it too early. Because remembering it too early. Because remembering it too early. Doesn't help. Doesn't help. Doesn't help. And trying to remember it too late. And trying to remember it too late. And trying to remember it too late. Means you have. Means you have. Means you have. Already forgotten it. Already forgotten it. Already forgotten it. At least. At least. At least. This is what. This is what. This is what. The late Dr. Paul Pimsleur discovered. The late Dr. Paul Pimsleur discovered. The late Dr. Paul Pimsleur discovered. In his research. In his research. In his research. Dr. Pimsleur became. Dr. Pimsleur became. Dr. Pimsleur became one of the world's leading experts. One of the world's leading experts. One of the world's leading experts on language teaching. On language teaching. On language teaching, before his untimely death, before his untimely death, before his untimely death, at the age of 48, at the age of 48, at the age of 48, in 1976. In 1976. In 1976. His language teaching courses. His language teaching courses. His language teaching courses have since become very popular. Have since become very popular. Have since become very popular. They include what he called. They include what he called. They include what he called. Graduated interval recall. Graduated interval recall. Graduated interval recall. In other words, in other words, in other words, remembering what you are learning, remembering what you are learning, remembering what you are learning, by having it repeated. By having it repeated. By having it repeated. Just at the point. Just at the point. Just at the point. Before you forget. Before you forget. Before you forget. Repetition is a key factor. Repetition is a key factor. Repetition is a key factor in teaching language. In teaching language. In teaching language. The way it is done, however. The way it is done, however. The way it is done, however. Can be equally as crucial. Can be equally as crucial. Can be equally as crucial. Monotonous drilling of words and phrases. Monotonous drilling of words and phrases. Monotonous drilling of words and phrases. Does nothing to excite the mind. Does nothing to excite the mind. Does nothing to excite the mind. Or engage the thinking processes. Or engage the thinking processes. Or engage the thinking processes. Repetition staged at intervals. Repetition staged at intervals. repetition staged at intervals, with key words and phrases, with key words and phrases, with key words and phrases, presented in a variety of ways, presented in a variety of ways, presented in a variety of ways, can transform, can transform this main learning ingredient. This main learning ingredient. This main learning ingredient. Pimsleur's recommended recall rate. Pimsleur's recommended recall rate. Pimsleur's recommended recall rate went as follows. Went as follows. Went as follows. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 25 seconds. 25 seconds. 25 seconds. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 1 hour. 1 hour. 1 hour. 5 hours. 5 hours. 5 hours. 1 day. 1 day. 1 day. 5 days. 5 days. 5 days. 25 days. 25 days. 25 days. 4 months. 4 months. 4 months. 2 years. 2 years. 2 years. While there may be some flexibility in that schedule, some flexibility in that schedule, some flexibility in that schedule, it gives some idea, it gives some idea, it gives some idea as to the kind of repetition, as to the kind of repetition, as to the kind of repetition, required for information, required for information, required for information, to go into long-term memory, to go into long-term memory, to go into long-term memory. The graduated interval recall method, the graduated interval recall method, the graduated interval recall method can be employed by using, can be employed by using, can be employed by using 1. Flashcards and pictures. 1. Flashcards and pictures. 1. Flashcards and pictures. 2. Songs. 2. Songs. 2. Songs. By repeating songs, by repeating songs, by repeating songs, key phrases and collocations, key phrases and collocations, key phrases and collocations can be easily remembered, can be easily remembered, can be easily remembered. Questions are the digging tools. Questions are the digging tools. Questions are the digging tools of the mind, of the mind, of the mind. The brain is greatly affected. The brain is greatly affected. The brain is greatly affected by a question, by a question, by a question. Of all the things, of all the things, of all the things we could be noticing, we could be noticing, we could be noticing at any given time, at any given time, at any given time, there is only a small number, there is only a small number, there is only a small number we can consciously focus on, we can consciously focus on, we can consciously focus on. By asking a question, by asking a question, by asking a question, either of yourself, either of yourself, either of yourself, or of someone else, or of someone else, or of someone else, you can instantly change focus. You can instantly change focus. You can instantly change focus. Questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions. They are the barbs. They are the barbs. They are the barbs that hook a learner's attention. That hook a learner's attention. That hook a learner's attention. So by asking the student, so by asking the student, so by asking the student a question related to, a question related to, a question related to previously taught vocabulary, previously taught vocabulary, previously taught vocabulary, the brain is activated. The brain is activated. The brain is activated to dig through the memory bank. To dig through the memory bank. To dig through the memory bank. Retrieve the appropriate information. Retrieve the appropriate information. Retrieve the appropriate information. And then present it audibly. And then present it audibly. And then present it audibly. The teacher then, the teacher then, the teacher then simply reinforces the answer, simply reinforces the answer, simply reinforces the answer by repeating what, by repeating what, by repeating what the student just said. The student just said. The student just said. Thus confirming, thus confirming, thus confirming the student's answer. The student's answer. The student's answer. and completing Pimsleur's anticipation stage. Pimsleur's anticipation stage. Pimsleur's anticipation stage. By combining the anticipation method, using questions, with graduated interval recall, repetition carefully staged at set time intervals. A language student will enjoy a much higher retention level. Such is the power of remembering just before you forget. Well, that's the end of the exercise. Now you have finished this English speaking and pronunciation exercise, focus on improving your fluency. Read this text in exercise 3 again using the synchronized reading method. Go to the description below for the link to the playlist. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.